From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. As gun violence persists in the Gulf South states, community members in Shreveport, Louisiana are reckoning with last year's mass shootings and murders, and locals are pointing to the region's history of mass incarceration as a contributing factor. In part two of our series on gun violence in the region, Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist traveled to northern Louisiana and met residents who say decades of locking people up hasn't worked.
I'm saying, huh? Go, come on, go in there. You go in there.
On a red and green painted porch in Shreveport's Lakeside neighborhood, Carl Law is talking to his two-year-old son, Blaze. Blaze is pulling on his dad's shirt. Law works as a box truck driver and says when he was a kid, he talked to his dad a lot through the jail phone.
Because, you know, my dad went to jail when I was in elementary. He got out on my way to my senior year in high school, so he was gone my whole childhood.
They stayed close. But Law says absences like his dad's are part of what contributes to this community's gun violence.
Most parents be locked up a kid whole life. You know, they've been putting people away, not trying to help. So what you think their kids gonna come out to be when they got no dad in their life to teach them the right way to come up?
Last year, a burst of homicides rattled Shreveport. But it's also a place that's lost residents to lockups. The parish jail is overcrowded, and Shreveport has higher imprisonment rates than bigger cities like New Orleans or Baton Rouge. This hollowing has played out all over the Gulf South. And some Shreveport residents say it's a cause of violence, not an answer to it.
They just want to lock everybody up, send them to jail, and think that's going to stop it, but that ain't going to never stop it.
Mm-hmm. And so I'd say it probably took a turn in the mid-80s to late 80s.
Social worker Vanessa Smith works with the jail and reentry support group Compassion for Lives. Hand-drawn cards are taped up in the office she shares with the nonprofit's director, Carla Bunton.
The late 80s, yeah, when that crack cocaine epidemic. That's when you're seeing the men leave the homes. They were no longer there. They were, guess what? Incarcerated.
Bunton says this era of the city's history destabilized families, and many moms struggled. Sometimes for generations.
What you see today, 14-year-olds killing each other. This is the outcome of that crack cocaine epidemic. We talk about it all the time. We're living in the epidemic of this is it.
For young clients caught up in violence, social worker Vanessa Smith says economic strain, drugs, and trauma often come to a head.
You talk about, well, there's poverty in the house. The family, you know, may have a suicide victim. Somebody has mental health. Somebody's incarcerated.
She says their organization tries to connect clients with social services like housing assistance and education. They're trying to break cycles of crime and mitigate harm that can happen in custody.
Because a lot of times they're in a crisis when they go to jail. They get traumatized in jail and they come out in that same crisis mode again.
Later, I catch up on Zoom with Democratic State Rep Joy Walters, whose district covers part of Shreveport. She says crime comes up almost every day in conversations with her constituents, and lots of people she talks with have had a parent in prison.
The legacy of mass incarceration and even the gun violence are synonymous. They all work hand in hand, and we have to realize that and not act like, oh, not happening around me, you know.
Walters sits on the state's House Administration of Criminal Justice Committee. After new so-called tough-on-crime laws were passed this year in Louisiana, she held community forums to tell people about their effects.
My district is impacted. All districts are impacted by these pieces of legislation because people will sit for longer in jail.
She says she respects her legislative colleagues, but
us making laws out of fear is still not solving the issue.
Back on the red and green porch in Lakeside, Carl Law's two-year-old son wriggles on his hip, getting restless as we talk.
Do you worry for him? Are you scared for him?
I mean, by him being a young black man in this world, yes. I think about that all the time. That's another reason why I don't want to bring no more kids in this world like that.
But he says he wants to be a good dad, like his own father.
The violence and this coming up here, it make me want to be in my son's life even more and better. It make me want to raise him right and teach him the right thing. Even though my daddy taught me the right thing, he was in my life. He just went to jail. He just wasn't here physical. But my thing is, I want to make sure I be here physical for him.
The little boy, Blaze, toddles off into the house. Law says he wants him to be able to go to a good school and hopes the city will build more opportunities for young people like him to thrive. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Kat Stromquist in Shreveport, Louisiana.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.